Lost and Found. Reviews and Ratings by Sarah Wilcox.
Lion is the true story of Saru Briley, who was adopted by an Australian family after he got lost in India as a little boy. Saru used Google Earth to find his Indian family 25 years later. I read his memoir, A Long Way Home, and went to see the film Lion, based on his book. Plot. Saru and his family live in India. The family is very poor, but nevertheless happy because they have each other. Accompanying his older brother to a railway station one night, 5-year-old Saru falls asleep on a bench. When he wakes up, he can't see his brother anywhere. He climbs into an empty train where he dozes off. When Saru wakes up again, he is stuck in a locked carriage on a speeding train that takes him to Kolkata, 1,600 kilometres away from home. Because he speaks Hindi, not Bengali, the language they speak in Kolkata, nobody in the city understands what he's saying. Lost and alone, the young child is forced to live on the streets of Kolkata, where he quickly learns the rules of survival by watching the other street children. The information that he gives the authorities, when a kind teenager finally helps him to get to the police, is not enough for them to find his family, and an Indian adoption agency sends him to an Australian couple who live in Tasmania. The film is based on Saru's memoir, but there are some differences. The film implies that Saru forgot both Hindi and his early childhood, and that he only recovered these memories as an adult. In reality, he never forgot his Indian family. Although he felt loved and safe with his adopted family from the very beginning, he held on to the happy memories of his lost Indian family. As an adult, Saru finds his Indian family again through a long, slow search on Google Earth. Main characters. London-born Dev Patel plays Saru as an adult, who is shaped more by his Tasmanian childhood than by his early life in India. Nicole Kidman gives one of the best performances of her career as Sue, Saru's Australian mother. A 7-year-old boy with no previous acting experience, Sunny Power, was chosen to play the role of the young Saru. The best. The director Garth Davis films the lonely railway station from high above, and the shot of the small, vulnerable child alone on the platform is very effective. This shot grips the audience from the start. The film is a tearjerker, not least because it is a true story. Lion also gives some insight into relationships in adoptive families, and it shows both sides of the coin. It deals with issues of personal identity, the things we remember and forget from our childhood, the age at which we start questioning who we really are and where we fit in. The film also explores Saru's cultural identity. For example, is he Indian because he was born there and looks Indian, or is he Australian because he's had an Australian childhood, speaks English, and has Australian citizenship? Can he be both? Not so good. Some 80,000 children go missing in India every year, and many of them end up living rough in the streets of the cities. The reality of this life is so shocking that it doesn't need to be made more dramatic with music or close-up shots. For this reason, I felt that the film was overly sentimental at times. Saru's story is touching enough. It doesn't need any added drama. Overall, I recommend this film to both young and old, and I guarantee that you will remember it long after you have walked out of the theatre.